Here's one to make you think about things a little differently. When does trans voice training end and conversation therapy begin? So conversation therapy is essentially getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. It starts once you find your passing voice, because remember, a passing voice is not your voice. A passing voice is a voice for someone else. It is a form of protective presentation. Sometimes it can come from insecurity, sometimes it can come from a place of power, but at the end of the day, a passing voice isn't necessarily your voice. Your voice is the one that you feel most affirmed by. You're not putting a voice on for someone else. So if you are trying to integrate your voice into your life, or you're helping a student integrate their voice into their life, I have some tips for you, but for the moment, I want you to think about this as an accent, and I want you to taste what it's like to go through trans voice training. Walk down the street, go into any old store, a gas station, a coffee shop, a grocery store. Talk to the clerk, and I want you to talk to them in an accent that is not your own. Do you represent that accent well? Is the clerk going to know it's a fake? Are you going to drop it and lose it halfway through? It's going to feel a little scary. You might even notice some shame come up that you can't do that accent, or maybe it feels insulting. So, how do you actually integrate your voice into your daily life? Think of it like a ladder. There's little steps. Start small. Start with someone you trust. Start with your friend and saying, hey, I'm needing to use my voice. Can you help me? And try it on. Hey, this is the voice that I've been practicing. I hope it sounds good. Anyway, I'm never doing that again, right? Have fun with it. Be silly with it, right? Play with it. Well, now you have a friend that you can use your voice with. Maybe you take that friend up for coffee. Now you're using your voice with your friend at or in public, at a coffee shop in public, right? Okay, getting a little more comfortable with that. Okay, what's step three? For many, maybe that's just too fast, right? Maybe step three, or using your voice with a friend, you're not there yet, and that's okay. Try and find a voice that works, or try to find a step that works for you. Maybe it's just making a sound. Maybe it's, you know, imitating a chicken. Bark, bark. Oh, that was a better resonance space. It's little steps. And those little steps compound, and you get more and more comfortable. I hope this helps. lessons@seattlevoicelab.com. I'll be here to provide more advice forever. Go.